This is WLRN News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. There's a pocket of South Beach right now where you can find a much older South Beach. In the late 1970s, a photographer named Andy Sweet and his friend Gary Monroe made a pact. They'd take photographs of Miami Beach every day for 10 years. Andy died just a few years later when he was 28. He was murdered in his apartment, and for a long time, decades, his family couldn't bring themselves to deal with the photographs. But the photos are full of color and light, and now they're hanging on the walls of the Miami Beach Cinematheque. That's where I talked to his sister, Ellen Sweet Moss, and the agent for the archive, Ed Kristen.
If you look at the photos, you see how the physical structure, the buildings in South Beach haven't really changed. They're renovated, but because of the historic preservation, they're basically the same. But the people are completely different. You know, this was primarily a Jewish community at that time, and a lot of them were Holocaust survivors, and they banded together in this little tight-knit community and really supported each other. So this is a photo of the Astor Hotel, which is just right around the corner here on Washington Avenue. And you can see these hotels, which are now so fancy, and they had converted the lobbies a lot of times into makeshift synagogues. This photo here is, you see two people just sitting in an empty room with a television, and it's very reminiscent of Diane Arbus, who was one of Andy's idols. He shot very much in her style, maybe not quite as aggressive as she was, and I think Andy had a little too much empathy for his subjects to be quite as tough as Diane Arbus was with her camera.
Ellen, you and Andy were at the University of South Florida in Tampa at the same time.
Yes.
And even though you're 2 years older, he ended up in your photography class, right?
Yes, he did.
Did he stand out in that class? Do you remember?
No, he didn't. He didn't. This teacher was like very difficult. And for some reason, I did two pictures and he loved them and everybody else he gave Fs.
Including Andy?
Yes. I couldn't believe it. It was crazy.
In this photo, I love this. Andy lined up all the lifeguards on the beach and photographed them. This image, everyone loves this.
Yeah,
these three women from New York came down, and you can just tell they're like having a great time, just standing there in their one-piece suits, smoking a cigarette.
And you really get a sense of the beach here, not just the city of Miami Beach, but actually the beachiness in these photos. Miami Beach looks more like a beach town than I think in some ways it feels now. Just looking at these two elderly women sitting in folding chairs, lawn chairs,
exactly.
I guess, next to each other. They look so happy here. And actually, there's a lot of photos where people are really smiling, like directly at the camera.
Yeah, that's what surprised me, because I always felt like sorry for them and all lined up on the porches. And I was like, oh my God, those poor old people. But they weren't. That's what I realize now. They were happy. Like, look at this woman, this New Year's Eve woman. And they all, the people smiled back at Andy.
And all the hotels would have a New Year's party. They would go to like 50 parties.
Senior citizen New Year's Eve parties in particular.
Yeah.
That's what's so sort of interesting and unusual. Andy and Gary Monroe were these guys in their 20s, right?
Yeah, and they just had this urgency to do this before it was gone.
How did they know? How did they know that they had to capture this thing? And why were they drawn to this particular aspect of the culture of Miami Beach?
That's something I wish that I knew and had talked to him about. And I was such a shallow big sister that was like saying, it's New Year's, hang out with me, not the old people. I feel so, well, it is what it is, but I just really get it now.
The exhibition of Andy Sweet's photographs is up at the Miami Beach Cinematheque through the end of the month, and then it moves to the Pinta Art Fair in Wynwood during Art Basel. You can also see some of the photos right now at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.